The retreat of Russian forces from parts of Ukraine makes it possible for residents to speak of their experiences, and some talked with NPR's Ashley Westerman.
As we approach the area about 60 miles south of Kharkiv, the hasty Russian exit that Ukrainians have reported was evident. Truckloads of Russian tanks and military vehicles being hauled out, humanitarian aid being brought in. Our first stop was the village of Verbivska, where we were greeted by dozens of locals who couldn't wait to talk about their experiences under 6 months of occupation. 68-year-old Volodymyr Lomansky says he's so happy and relieved. We felt a bit wild, he says, living with no electricity, mobile service, pensions. Olga Panchenko says she's excited just to be able to leave her home. She was always afraid to go out when the Russians were there.
When I went outside, I said, Lord, if you exist, let me not be killed.
Just down the road in Balaklia, the first town to be liberated by Ukrainian forces in their latest counteroffensive, the shelling endured by the area was evident, particularly in the center. Blocks of destruction, broken storefront windows, burned balconies, fallen bricks. Victoria Kobzar's apartment was one of those hit. But it's okay, she says. Windows can be replaced. The most important thing is that Victoria, her husband, and their cat survived. Officials say so far they've only found 5 bodies of Ukrainian civilians since Balaklia was liberated on September 8th. But they know there's likely more. Sergei Bolvanov is the head of Kharkiv region's police investigations department. He's not only investigating deaths, but also alleged torture and abuse of Ukrainians by Russian soldiers that reportedly took place here in the Balaklia police station. Bolvanov says at least 40 people were held here in these small concrete cells during the occupation. And the Russians left so fast, he says, they left the prisoners locked inside without food and water.
The smallest civilian broke out of the window to his cell and released everyone else.
35-year-old Vitaly Alfa-Aruk was one of them. We met him randomly on the street opposite the station. The Balaklian native says he was detained because he is a former Ukrainian soldier.
We were tortured with batons and electric shocks.
He says he was kept there for 2 months before he was finally freed.
I want peace all over the country and all over the world. Russians have fought with Ukrainians enough. Let Russians go to their land and fight there.
With the Russians gone, what this town and area need right now are basics: food, water, and electricity. And while they're happy to have been liberated, they want assurances, too, that the Russians are gone for good. Ashley Westerman, NPR News, Balaklia, Ukraine.